If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
There's a story online today in the Tribune. I didn't see the print edition. Maybe it's there too. They say that CVS, the pharmacy chain, is going to have CBD products in their stores. I was talking off the air a couple of days ago to a guy who knows about this industry, and he said CBD. And I said, what is that? And Alex Howe, the president of Power Plant Strategies, paused, and he said, CBD. You don't know what CBD is? And we both chuckle now, Alex, because I'm now getting an education on what CBD is, but I sure didn't last week. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Before we get to that, good, thank you. What is Power Plant Strategies? What do you folks do?
So we're a communications and strategic partnerships firm that exclusively works with companies in the cannabis space. So be they plant touching, which is what we call folks who actually cultivate and distribute THC or CBD products, or those ancillary companies that are the picks and shovels, effectively, of supporting the industry.
So you guys do communications for the recreational marijuana business, huh?
Recreational, medical, nonprofits that work in the space, financial firms that invest in the space, brands.
It's coming to Illinois, it looks like, anyway. What is CBD?
So CBD is one of 113 cannabinoids, which are the building block of the cannabis plant. It's probably the second best known of the two. THC is the better known. That's the psychoactive property of marijuana. It's what gets you high. CBD does not have psychoactive properties and has been linked to a lot of benefits for folks, although you can't make any health claims because they haven't been fully vetted by research, at least here in this country. Israel and Canada and some other places are a little further along. But it's often linked with reducing anxiety, help with sleep, help with anti-inflammation properties. But again, it's one of these things that it's becoming better and better understood as we basically regulate it and allow it more into society and culture.
Hmm. So what are the federal regulations on that? This is a legal product, right?
Kind of. it's as confusing as it can be. Basically, as long as you are talking about, quote, hemp or industrial hemp, which is the plant that has less than 0.3% THC, that psychoactive property that gets you high, you are dealing with a commodity that is now under the FDA's jurisdiction. It went from the Justice Department when it was considered a Schedule I drug alongside, you know, some of the most sinister drugs out there, claiming that it had 0% or zero possible health benefits.
Right.
It's now, if you're in this hemp category under 0.3% THC, it's now considered a Schedule 5, which means it can be studied, it can be transported across state lines, obviously not subject to the same type of onerous policies.
Yeah, but it can also be then, evidently, because it's recreational marijuana is not legal in Illinois, but my local drugstore is going to have creams with CBD, sprays with CBD, lotions with CBD. So I guess it's possible for them to do this, right?
That's right. And it's state by state, but it's still even then a little bit of a gray area. I don't want to take away from how notable it is that CVS just announced last night they are, in fact, going to be selling topical products, at least to start, that do contain CBD. There's where the confusion gets even more apparent is there has now been two, I believe, FDA-approved drugs that contain CBD. So they're mostly focused on epilepsy in children. But by doing so, the FDA has said, this is what we believe the use of this product is. So if you are using it for something else outside of that, you may be breaking some laws. They haven't really too much cracked down on it beyond serving warnings and things to folks who are putting CBD into various products. But just last week, the outgoing commissioner of the FDA made a point that, look, we're not allowing it into food products. It's got to be very clearly labeled. It can't be over 0.3% THC to our earlier conversation about it. So it's a little bit of state by state, up in the air, who's really going to enforce it? Will pharmaceutical companies be the one to push back on it?
I don't blame CVS, though.
A lot of questions.
Sure, but I mean, it appears that the answer is going to be in Illinois. While I won't, you told me that there are CBD-laced edibles. Wine will have it. As I recall, you mentioned dog treats that would have CBD, all maybe for the purposes of chilling people out, making you not high, as you said, but at least a little more relaxed, cut some of the anxiety in your family, your friends, or your pooch. And I get all of that. I guess I would just rub it on my hands. and you know, we're used to herbs and other. This would be on the shelves, right? I don't need a prescription. I just go and pick some up, right?
That's right. And again, that piece of it of whether it's completely legal or not is very state specific. So Illinois, like you said, is both medical and adult use, which means you don't need a prescription. It's treated as if it were, and this is both CBD and THC products. If you're 21, you can purchase a THC product. If you don't have to be 21, however, to purchase a product with CBD in it.
Well,
and like you said, it's often being used for topicals, things that you put on your skin.
Well, how else would I use it in this case in Illinois? I mean, it sounds like all they're allowing me right now is sort of external rubs and that sort of thing. I know you're an
right,
go ahead, finish that thought.
You'll find CBD and hemp-based products in natural food stores, in dispensaries, and licensed shops that actually sell THC products. You'll probably find a lot more of that, and online, for that matter, in ingestible formats. So you'll see it in a lot of gummies and edible products. You'll see it in tinctures and oils that you take sublingually, so put under your tongue. There are gel caps and vitamins, basically, that you take.
Can I vape it?
There's a lot of different ways to get your CBD.
Yeah.
CVS is initially starting with topicals, balms, creams, salves.
Can I vape it?
You can. And there's a lot of interesting research going on as to what the most effective formulations are, but whether or not to combine those with THC as well. But yes, you can vape CBD and get vape pens, they're called, that don't have any THC in them and often will affect you a little bit quicker than some of those other forms. It just goes immediately into your system rather than waiting for, say, a gel cap.
I get that. Okay, so I've got just a couple more questions. You may have one, too. The number's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call or text on a phone line. Alex Howe is the president of Power Plant Strategies. He works with the hemp or marijuana industries, and this announcement that CVS is going to allow CBD products, it doesn't have THC, but it's in the hemp family, and you'll be able to buy it as creams and lotions and sprays. I also just wonder, I know you're an advocate for the business, but does this stuff work? Because sometimes I think we're all also used to remedies or supplements or ideas that sound like they might work, but maybe they don't. And I think a lot of us take or consume these things thinking, okay, what's the harm? Maybe it will help, but I'm not expecting a lot here. Now, maybe some people will have positive reactions, but I also wonder if this just isn't one of those things that you know, they quote-unquote say it might help with your anxiety, but does it really? And the research is still pending on that. Just give me your best or worst case on that in a minute on WGN. A couple more minutes left with Alex Howe. He is with PowerPoint Strategies, Power Plant Strategies, and they work with the plant business. Hemp, you know, marijuana, that sort of thing. And this is a going concern. The valuations of companies, the trading and selling, and the fact that it's coming to Illinois is fascinating to me. Now, this isn't THC, but it's in that family. And this is a non-psychoactive part of the plant. Boy, I'm not real good on my vocabulary here, but that's the way he's been describing it. Do you remember when Saturday Night Live did the bit? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, Alex, but do you remember the thing they did for puppy uppers and doggy downers where you give your dogs the same sort of pills that human beings were taking illegally once upon a time? Do you remember the SNL bit on that?
I do. Great skit.
I've got a couple calls, and just in the time we have remaining, though, address my concern before the break that maybe this is a product that isn't going to do you any harm, but does it really do you any good when I rub my hands with a CBD lotion?
Sure. So, look, there's nothing I don't think on this planet that every single person is going to react the same to, but I can tell you a lot of people have had some really great experiences from CBD specifically and from the plant. It's going to be something you hear more and more about as we learn what it does and maximize its use. I would say that, unfortunately, there are some bad actors out there who purport to have high concentrations of CBD or other beneficial properties in right. their products. And they're, just like everyone else, probably trying to make a quick buck and don't necessarily have what they say that's in there. There are, however, many great companies out there that do what they say and have had some really great, even anecdotal reports from folks. It's one of these things that hasn't been studied enough for me to tell you this percentage of people say they're benefiting from it, but I share products with friends and family pretty consistently, and almost everyone tells me they notice something beneficial. And look, it's really a personal kind yeah. of reaction that a lot of folks
is there
have,
a brand
I
name
would, I would
is,
encourage.
Is there a brand name or brand names that we'll see on the store shelves?
Absolutely. I mean, you'll see products from companies like Functional Remedies, from Harvest Health and Recreation that just acquired Verano, which is based there in Illinois, and a lot of their products that are high in CBD, CBN, and others. There are some good ones out there for sure, and yeah. I would just encourage everyone to do a bit of their own due diligence or speak with their health providers on it and get a little bit more information on what seems to be working and talk to your friends. You know, there might be something that works for someone you know that is exactly the kind of issue you're looking to
well, some of our callers
improve in your own life.
Some of our callers are talking about it, but Renee is on a phone line and Mary is too. Renee, oops, I just lost Renee. Mary, you go. Mary, your dog takes this stuff, is that right?
Yes, yes. She's a 12-year-old beagle. She's a rescue dog. We've had her almost 2 years, and when we got her, she was having seizures. So we were at the pet store. We were at Two Boston's pet store in Naperville, and we told the manager there, and she told us that her dog takes CBD oil. So we've been using it for Betty, and she rarely has a seizure now, where before she would have seizures maybe a couple times a week or, you know, a month, and it's really working for Betty.
I should get some of this for Daisy. Our Dizzy Dappled Dachshund is also a rescue and has high anxiety when I'm in the room.
She's, oh, yeah.
She's decided
yes,
I'm the bad
Betty,
guy.
Oh, yes. Betty, too, was abused, so she's very anxious and afraid of everything, but it calms them down, too, not just for seizures, but for anxiety, too, yes.
Wow. Mary, thanks for the phone call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Well, Alex, you said that they lace it into those kind of products, too, so here we go. Alex, fascinating. Thank you for your time, and you know I'm going to call you again as this story continues to unfold here.
Absolutely. Happy to help.
Alex Howe is with Power Plant Strategies, and by the way, the names of those brands, he said, Functional Remedies and Harvest Health, are ones that you may see on the shelves in Illinois soon. It's 128. More news coming up next on WGN.